RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now it's time for Gabe Ramirez and Clay Harbor on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Gabe Ramirez, Clay Harbor hanging out, 670 The Score, broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. It is I, it is he, and we are hanging out with you guys till 9 p.m. And usually when we get to 9 p.m., we're always like, damn, this thing went by fast. But that seems like 3 hours from now.
No, that seems like a long time.
We got Mike Mularkey, former NFL head coach for the Bills and the Titans. He's coming up.
Jaguars too.
6:20. He will be right here. So in just under 20 minutes, we are going to get to Mike Mularkey. And we're going to ask him, you know, what it's like getting that rookie quarterback in. You know, if that's the route that the Bears are taking, he knows that well from his days with Marcus Mariota. The new safety for the Bears, he obviously coached him in Tennessee. So it'll be interesting to have a chat with Mike Mularkey that happened there. We'll also talk to Brad Spielberger. A lot of salary cap numbers coming in as of late. Bears signing a bunch of players, other teams as well. So we'll get a nice little update from Brad Spielberger at 7:20 from PFF. And then my guy, Alex Shapiro from Under Center Podcast and NBC Sports Chicago. That's what he hosts, the Under Center Podcast, with Josh Rocky there too. Alex Shapiro will be with us at 8 p.m. Clay, though, that's just you and I haven't done a show in a minute together, man.
I know, man. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Lots to talk about today, too, though, man, with all the free agency. Obviously, Justin Fields being passed over. You're getting multiple reports. One report says they're not really shopping them. The next report says nobody's interested. Who knows what to believe? But I know you got a take, Gabe, and I sure got one, too.
Oh, I know
we're going to get to that.
And it's definitely going to be interesting, us talking about that, because, I mean, there is lots to unpackage there, Clay, but I want to begin with free agency. And, you know, obviously everyone's talking about Justin. Everybody's about free agency. Everybody's talking about everything. But I'm more curious about the process, right? Like, we got a chance to hear from, you know, Jalen Johnson at the podium after signing his deal.
Yep.
And I know you've had the chance to be a free agent a couple times in your life.
Yeah.
What was your favorite free agency window for you? Like, what did you feel like? Maybe you had like an upper hand, or maybe you had, you know, more teams than, you know, some other instances. Like, what was an off season that you felt like, yeah, this, I wish all my free agent years would have went like this?
So there was two times where I was really a free agent, Gabe, and when you're a second tier type guy like I am, it's interesting because those guys, you kind of wait for these top guys to get off the board. And I was a backup tight end. So you're waiting and you're seeing and you're looking at the market and you're trying to see where you slot in and what you're seeing. For me, it's like I look at the tight ends. What are the tight ends getting paid? And I never got any crazy deals. I got like a 2-year, $4 million deal. After my fourth year, I got hurt. I broke my ankle. I tore a bunch of ligaments. So I went to free agency after having a really good year with the Jaguars. I was ranked at like PFF, Pro Football Focus, and Bleacher Report as a top 40 tight end. Good move guy. Blocking stuff was strong. Caught like 30 passes, 300 yards, couple touchdowns. But the injury really kept my market down. So I had to sign a 2-year, $3.2 million contract. Next contract came up and I had a lot more suitors. But the suitors were all around the same thing, same type deal, 2 years, 3-point-something million. And I actually had an offer from the Bears, but they just wanted 1 year, $1 million. I'm a Bears fan. I'm from Chicago. I even thought about it. I go, yo, if you just match this for 1 year, I'm a come.
Right.
I want to play with the Bears. So it's interesting because you weigh a lot of things and you'd be surprised the reason some of these guys make decisions. It's all not monetary. Monetary means something, but when you're an NFL player, you're weighing a lot of things. First thing, If you are thinking monetarily, you think of state, okay? State taxes. Mm. Bottom line, what am I bringing home? What's the city tax? What is the state tax? What am I going to get taxed? What is the cost of living out here? How much is it going to cost for me to buy a home? You look at all that. If you're one of those guys that are strictly numbers, you're looking at what am I bringing home? What is going to end up in my bankroll? Then there's a guy that looks at weather. Do I want to be playing in Chicago?
Are guys really looking at that?
Guys, look at that, bro. You look at the weather. Am I going to be playing in Miami in Florida? I'm going to be warm. Feels like you get hurt less there because you're warm. Just an easier place to play, man. You have to get up for some of those cold weather games. Where you live matters. So then you look at the weather, right? And then some guys, they want to play inside. They want to be a dome guy. Like you look at Kirk Cousins, he's going from dome to dome. I guarantee you that had a reason point with him. He ain't dealing with no wind. He ain't out here in Soldier Field. No. So there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. And for me, when I made my decision, I had my second contract. I had the Patriots, the Jets, and coming back to the Jaguars, the same exact deal. And I wasn't smart with it. State taxes were cheaper in Florida. But for me, I wanted to win a championship. My agent goes, hey, New England has Rob Gronkowski. They have Martellus Bennett. They just drafted a kid, A.J. Derby. They got Mike Williams and James Devlin. Are you sure you want to go over there? And I was mad because...
Where did he want you to go?
He wanted me to stay in Jacksonville because I had a good spot there. I knew I was going to make the team. I knew what I was going to be doing. But the problem was with me is they told me they were going to give me a raise, and they gave our two other tight ends raises, and they kept me the same. And I was thinking with my head
and
my heart and not my head because I was mad.
I would have left too.
I go, you're giving them raises. Now I'm going to go play with Tom Brady. I'm going to play with Rob Gronkowski. I'm going to play with Bill Belichick, and I'm going to get a ring. Unfortunately, they ended up getting a ring that year. 2016, they're down 28-3, came back, won the Super Bowl. But I got released about halfway through the year and didn't get that ring. But if I wouldn't have got hurt, you know, I would have been on that team, but I got hurt.
Let me ask you this, Clay. 9-year NFL vet Clay Harbor hanging out with us here on 670 The Score. Gabe Ramirez, you mentioned that three teams all had the same number. And you heard it with Gabe Davis with the Bears, or you hear rumors, right? Oh, Bears are kind of in the same range with Gabe Davis, who, by the way, I'm glad we didn't get Gabe Davis. But how do they know to offer you the same thing? You know what I mean? Like, because it seems so, like, there's so many, like, how do I know to offer you the exact same number as everybody else?
Well, first off, once you get that offer, you can use that as leverage. You know, like, your agent will go and say, hey, they offered us this. The Jaguars offered us this. Will you guys match that? Okay, we'll go up and we'll match that. But then, like I said again, Florida, they don't got no state tax.
So there's Illinois, wiggle room with the, right.
Illinois be taxing, Chicago be taxing. So it could be the fact that you're getting more money walking away if you go with the Jaguars. But also, like I said before, that weather, bro. Like, I played in Jacksonville. I played in Chicago. Jacksonville's a great place to play. And also, you got Trevor Lawrence throwing you the ball. When's the last time you had a great quarterback throwing, you know, to receivers in Chicago? Obviously, DJ Moore had a great year last year, but it's just not as common as maybe in a place in Florida is.
I understand that.
You got a couple guys with 1,000 yards in Jacksonville last year. Christian Kirk, obviously Calvin Ridley, Zay Jones, Evan Ingram. They're throwing the ball around a lot more. You got an offensive coach, Doug Peterson, out there. You know, you got more offensive weapons. Travis Etienne, you know, you got a guy that's going to invest in the offense, maybe a little more than Chicago, who's kind of known as a franchise that typically invest in defense. So when you're a player and you look at all that stuff and you look at where you're going to fit in, obviously you're looking at the quarterback, you're looking at the state tax, you're looking at what you're walking away with, and you are looking at the weather. First thing players do, Gabe, when the season schedule comes out, you go and you look where you're going to play and what time you're going to play.
Right.
You know, if you're in Jacksonville, you say we're going to Chicago, but hey, we're going to Chicago in, you know,
September.
Yeah. So you're fine. If you don't want to go to Chicago in January, so you know how many cold, you count up the cold weather games you have. Okay, we might only have 3 cold weather games this year, so that matters too.
That's so funny. Straight up gladiators are out here still worrying about the weather. Still, these guys can run through brick walls,
bro.
Literally, Clay, you look like you run through a brick wall. You're worried about 32 degree weather. Oh, where's my undershirt?
That matters. That's what guys look at.
Let me ask you this other one. As someone who's dealt with free agency. Because I am curious about how the courting goes.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, teams are interested, but players have to be interested in teams as well.
Yeah.
So what is that like? Like, did you tell your agent, hey, can you go knock on this door and see what this is looking like? Or is it only just like teams come into your agent? You kind of just got to have that waiting game of who wants me?
It's the teams coming to you and you decide from there. So it all happens at the combine. NFL combine is where you hear everything. So at the combine, your agent says, hey, I've gotten a call from this team to meet about you. I've gotten a call from this team to meet about you. I've gotten a call from this team to meet about you. I'm going to meet with you at the combine. All the agents go to the combine and they meet with these teams, you know, and that's where they meet with them, right? So at the combine, they'll say, hey, yeah, we like Clay Harbor, but we just want him for a 1-year league minimum deal. If you're okay with that, then you go, okay, this team's already offered him a 2-year something. Will you guys go up to that? No, we see him as 1-year guy. We like him, but we'll take him at 1. Okay, and then you see which guys are real, which ones are actually going to offer you a decent deal, and you go from there. And then say there's 3 teams that are offering decent deals, then you kind of pick which one you like. You're not going to say, I want to play with the Patriots, and you go to the Patriots, and then
they're like,
no.
Who?
Yeah, like, no, dude, we don't want you. No, it's about they will talk to your agent will come back to you and tell you exactly what they said, what they're looking for. And then that's how you figure out which teams might be interested in you, which teams aren't interested in you, and basically like what type of numbers. You don't know the numbers right away, but you're getting a feel. Okay, what are you looking at him for? Like 2 years, 3 years? You know, we see him as a guy for 2 years, you know, over the league minimum. For me, that was the talk. You know, some of these guys are like, you know, obviously getting 50, 60 million, and obviously the cap is just keep going up and up and up. But it depends on which teams are interested in you, and you go from there, and then you start to make the decision, and then you obviously leverage them against each other.
Yeah.
Say, hey, this team offered this. Are you willing to go up?
That is incredible, man. That's some great stuff. I really appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yeah.
He's Clay Harbor, as mentioned, 9-year NFL vet, played for a handful of teams, caught passes from T. Brady, Drew Brees, Blaine Gabbert,
Chad Henne.
I shouldn't say those ones. Tom Brady, though.
Nick Foles.
Nick Foles. Rookie year, right?
Or no, Nick Foles, rookie year. His first touchdown. You forgot the stat. His first touchdown he threw was me. I showed you his book. This book is sitting here in studio. And I go, Gabe, I'm actually in this book for Nick Foles.
Yeah, okay, sure you are, Clay.
And he says something about Clay Harbor, tight end.
I'm like, I know you're just trying to show me your biceps right now, bro. Stop trying to give me the look.
But I'm in the Nick Foles book.
Nah, I'm glad, man. I'm glad you're here today because we are going to be talking a lot about free agency. We are going to get into the Chicago Bears, where they're at in the present. What does free agency look like for them? Our brother said that he hates what Ryan Poles has done so far in free agency. I know. I kind of want to get him on the phone. He has our group chat going crazy right now. But we'll get a chance to get my brother Brandon on as well.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we, Clay Harbor and I, get to talk to Mike Mularkey, former head coach for the Bills, for the Titans, for the Jaguars. And of course, he's going to talk with us about what it's like. He had Marcus Mariota year one. He also is very familiar with Bayard. And we will chat with him next.
Love it.
It's Gabe Ramirez. It's Clay Harbor. It's Chicago Sports Radio 6.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
70 the score.
Almost in range at the moment as Prescott retreats. Again, protection. And meanwhile, another interception. Byard off to the races. He goes to the 40-yard line.
How good is Byard? Watch him right here, manned up with the tight end. Really good job of sensing and anticipating the ball coming out of the hands of Dak Prescott. This guy's done this his whole career. Very opportunistic, great ball skills. Typically, he could play in the middle of the field. Here he matches up with Dalton Schultz and just has his eyes perfectly to anticipate that throw.
Gabe Ramirez, Clay Harbor here. That right there was music to my ears, the sounds of an interception. Kevin Byard right there. Shout out to Amazon Prime for the highlight. It is us right here, 670 to score. We get the opportunity to talk to someone who's very familiar with that individual and familiar with running a team when they get a brand new quarterback, specifically a rookie. Joining us right now, Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Former head coach of the Bills, the Titans. Just the resume long enough that, you know, I shouldn't spend too much time on it, but we get to chat right now, Clay, with Mike Mularkey. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, fellas. Good to join y'all.
Absolutely. So let's start right there with Marcus Mariota. You know, obviously in Chicago, the possibility exists that the Bears could potentially take Caleb Williams. And, you know, what is that like? Because Mariota had a lot of hype surrounding him, you know, coming out of Oregon, you know, finally getting to your team, you know, looking at a brand new squad, trying to maybe change directions. And, and really just have people on the, around the league look at the Titans in a different light. What was that like, you know, having him come in and how did he change the culture of the organization?
Well, he, you know, obviously that year, the two quarterbacks, Jameis Winston went first to Tampa, and then I think we had our eyes on Marcus. I mean, the difference between the Bears and us was, you know, Marcus only had a year under his belt, 15, which we were the, you know, we had the worst record in the NFL. So we had the first pick in 16. So it wasn't like we had a chance to really see the development of Marcus, or if there could be. Like you guys, that's, you know, you've seen Justin Fields for 3 years now. You've had a chance, probably a better chance, to evaluate where he's going compared to what in Tennessee we had with Marcus. You know, we ended up trading the pick and ended up with really, you know, three pretty good all-pro players. One of them you just signed, Kevin Byard. But, you know, it's a little different scenario than what you guys are – what the Bears are going through right now, only based on the years. If you, I mean, if you really watch Marcus develop, he did not. I'm pretty sure we got fired in Tennessee because, you know, we took a step back in his development. But if you looked at what Marcus did, he ended up getting replaced by Tannehill, and he's been – you know, now he's been different teams with, you know, the Raiders and the Eagles. Had we known that, maybe we don't trade that pick and we go get Goff with the first pick of the draft. But we really didn't know what Marcus was going to develop into.
Yeah. Yeah, staying here with this quarterback situation, you know, I want to really get your take, because you're a guy that's been in those offices, in those meetings, head coaches of those teams. Give us a peek behind the curtain. You obviously have probably heard what's going on with Justin Fields right now, with, you know, maybe he's not getting the trade offers, or maybe the Bears aren't shopping him out there. What do you think, as a head coach, as a guy that's been in those meetings, is this something where the Bears are waiting to see to get more information on these young guys, these young quarterbacks? Or is this something where you just don't think that people see Justin Fields as a viable starter in the NFL?
You know, and I think you're gathering information as much as you can, all the way up, even to that first pick. You know, this may go to that clock ticking, which you wouldn't believe. But you're waiting to see if anybody going to try to move up, what the offers are. You know, you got to realize this. Justin he's gotten better every year. He got better towards the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Played well at the end of the year. You know, will he continue to do that? We did not have that with our quarterback in Tennessee. But you're weighing all your options all the way up till that, you know, that clock starts ticking, and then your heart starts pumping a little bit. But, you know, you got to be careful. You really don't want to be in the first pick of the draft, but you are, and now you're in a position to pick somebody that you have a chance. Maybe he is one of them. You know, maybe he's that guy. You don't know. You know, there's been some number one overall that have failed miserably. I don't know if that's going to happen with Caleb. But, you know, when you're in that position, you have an opportunity to maybe change your franchise. And, you know, you got to take all things into consideration of, can I get more picks? Can I make this roster better than it is? Can we win with Justin Fields? Those are all options that are sitting there in that coaches and the scouts, obviously, and the GM, trying to figure it out, which is hard to do.
He is former NFL head coach Mike Mularkey. I am Gabe Ramirez, along with 9-year NFL vet Clay Harbor. This is 670 The Score. Mike, you know, I want to talk about the successes that you had in Tennessee, right? Starting off in the first year, kind of tough, but there was growth there, right? Growth. And I thought even in year three, I mean, pulling up 9 victories is still difficult in the NFL. And you look at a guy like Coach Eberflus, right, where he's at, brand new head coach, coming into the situation, trying to have that level of growth, right? He saw it last year a little bit with the 7 victories coming from 4. And now he's trying to take another step. What, looking back on your coaching career, you know, what is it that Coach Eberflus is going to have to tap into in order to take that next step for the Chicago Bears, regardless of who's at center? Under
well,
center.
I mean, I was that was my the Titans was my third head coaching job. You know, my rookie head coaching job was with the Bills in 2004, and then I went to the Jaguars in 12. And so this was my third time around, so I kind of had a better idea of what I needed to do. I changed a lot of things that I did from my first and second stint to my third. And Kevin Byard can, when you guys ever get him on, can kind of tell you how I made it a really fun place to want to come to work. Players couldn't wait to come to work. And, you know, my first year, you can say it's my first year, I was the interim coach in 15. And, you know, when you're the interim coach, you can't change anything. You can't change the roster, can't change the coaches, can't change the facility, you can't change the offense, the team, you can't change anything. So you're basically trying to get through the year. And then, you know, fortunately, they gave me the opportunity to be the head coach in 16, and I changed players, I changed coaches, I changed the facility, changed dramatically what we had been doing. And a lot of that was based on my first two opportunities. And we should have won the division both years that I was there. We were 9-7 both years. We went to the playoffs my last year. You know, that's the NFL. You win a playoff game on the road, you lose to the Patriots, the eventual Super Bowl winners, and you get fired after that game. But I go back to Atlanta really from my experience. That helped a lot when I was with Matt Ryan as well, as I was the offense coordinator there. You know, just to kind of give you another example of a young quarterback coming in. We picked Matt with the third pick, and we, you know, the head coach Mike Smith at the time was, I know he was being a defensive head coach, was thinking Glenn Dorsey. And I think I remember knocking on Mike's door in the morning. I'm like, hey, Mike, you know, you really don't want to have the third pick of the draft. That means you weren't very good the year before, but you got a chance to maybe get one. I don't know if Matt's one of them, but I think, you know, we can't take a defensive tackle with a third pick. Yeah. And I'm not going to say I'm the reason we picked Matt Ryan in Atlanta, but there's a lot of pressure on those head coaches to make those decisions. And I just was blessed that I got three opportunities to be one.
Yeah, that's awesome. So the Bears, we recently got a guy that you are very familiar with. I think this is a guy you coached. You may have drafted him, and that is Kevin Byard. Obviously, he's aged a little bit now, but former Pro Bowler. What are the Bears getting in Kevin Byard? Is this a leader? Is this a professional guy? What is your take on him?
The Bears are better already. I don't care about your quarterback situation.
Yeah.
You have a quarterback on defense that is outstanding, and you know, I don't call them Pro Bowlers. I call them all when they're all pro.
Yeah,
that's the real deal. He is phenomenal at being a leader first, but he's a really good football player and a really good football player. And we were so, when the GM and I went and worked him out, he did not go to the combine the year in 2016. We worked him out and we said, we are drafting him some way, somehow.
Wow. He wasn't even a combine invite.
Was not a combine invite. No. I mean, I think he led the nation in interceptions his senior year and was not a combine. Really, you know, he didn't get a lot of workouts. And when he worked out for us, we're like, he is going to be on our roster some way, somehow. So we ended up very fortunately had a chance to pick him in the third round. And he started every game, you know, pretty much throughout his whole career. You got better. I don't know what's going to happen quarterback-wise, but your defense is going to be better.
I love hearing that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that just got me excited, Mike. I got to be honest.
That was a great move. Great move by the Bears.
By Ryan Poles hanging in there. We are talking to former NFL head coach Mike Mularkey here on 670 The Score. Gabe Ramirez, 9-year NFL vet, Clay Harborough. You know, the front office that you're just talking about, Mike, you know, they like you mentioned, stuff to figure out what they're doing at the quarterback situation. And they're trying to see if Caleb is their guy, right? And they got the meeting with him after his pro day on March 20th. But if you, as a former head coach, I'm trying to get into the room and see what could potentially be something that would turn them off from this pick, right? You're meeting this individual. They still have Justin Fields, and so they really want to make sure Caleb is their guy. What is something that if you were in that room and you're talking to this guy who, you know, obviously everybody knows what he is something that might be off-putting for you as a coach when you're looking at the guy who could be leading your team?
There's a lot of information provided to you by your scouts. I have a son that's a scout. I won't tell you for what team, but he's a scout for the Detroit Lions.
That's right. He's doing a hell of a job over there.
Yeah, he is.
But I know how much time they spend on character. Interviewing is big these days. The more you can spend time with them, the more you can spend time with them on the board, putting them in pressure situations in front of people, even on a chalkboard or in a film session, you can find out a lot about a guy, or even watching the guy at the combine. That's one of the biggest things I did at the combine. I watched a player when the player thought nobody's watching me, like even getting ready for the 40, I used to watch who's paying attention to the starter, who's actually locked in, or who has headphones on and they're in their own world, and then they get up there and they false start because they didn't pay attention to what the guy just told them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot you can tell about a player when nobody's watching him. It doesn't just have to be the drill. Is he the first guy in line? When they walk through the hallways, is he first or is he last? Trying to be a leader I'm talking about the combine, trying to be a leader with his teammates, or is he quiet? He's kind of off to us. There's so many things you're evaluating. So they're doing all that with Caleb. Obviously they know Justin pretty well, but the guys are in USC they're asking everybody to the janitor about this guy. So they're going to know everything about him. They should for that pick before they make any decisions.
Yeah, Mike, so I got another question for you. You know, I always be talking to Gabe about my glory days. You know, used to play for the Jags and the Eagles. Do you remember ever playing against me, Mike, back in the day, tight end for the Jaguars?
Don't make him embarrass you just to say no.
I'm just curious. If he says no, he says no.
Of course I do, Clay. I mean, yeah. I mean, I remember talking about game records with your name coming up.
Yeah, see that, Gabe? Yeah. So tell Gabe a little bit, man. I used to block. I was a guy that would do it all, you know, hit people, Gabe. Gabe always gives me stuff, man.
You used to be a tight end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, can I tell you a funny story about tight ends?
Please,
so yes.
When I was in Atlanta, I'm a big run the football guy, and I needed a run blocking tight end, or at least a guy that tried to block. You know, like Kittle. Love Kittle.
Oh yeah.
He's a tight end. But we traded for Tony Gonzalez, and I'm like, I needed a blocking tight end.
Yeah.
And we bring Tony in. And my first meeting with him, he looks me right in the eye and goes, I want you to know, I don't block the power play. I said, what'd you just say to me? The first time I sat down, he goes, I don't block power. And I said, well, you know, we run power. He said, well, haven't you watched film on me? I'm split out like a receiver. I said, haven't you watched film on us? You're going to line up next to the tackle. And he goes, like a tight end? I go, yeah, you're going to line up like a tight end.
Did you get him to block power?
No, but I accidentally, in the 3 years I was accidentally, and I'm serious about this, we were in Atlanta, the old stadium. You're up by the nosebleeds. I called it. I didn't know he was in the huddle. The huddle broke and ran up the line, and Tony stood there and looked up at the box like, you son of a gun. Can't believe you. Totally by accident. But, I'm a big – obviously, I've coached tight ends in the NFL for a long time. I like tight ends that do it all.
Yeah. And, you know, tight ends is you know, what the Bears had. They just signed Gerald Everett. They got themselves Cole Komet. Yeah, offense – you were saying, Mike?
Good move.
Yeah, I think they've made some good moves. I really like what Ryan Poles has done so far in the offseason. I mean, and it's just about continuing to make the team better. You know, I think that's the one thing, Mike, when it comes to this quarterback situation where I'm at. I think most Bears fans, we should all just come together and understand that regardless of the path that they go down, the ultimate goal is to get to the Super Bowl, to make your team as best as possible, right? And I think that's what Ryan Poles is just ultimately trying to do in the present.
He is trying. He's not, to me, watching who he's signing, and like a guy like Kevin, it's not like he's building for the future. I think the guy wants to win now, and you can win now with a, you know, with a young quarterback. You can if you when you bring him in, you do it the right way. You better have a run game to help a young quarterback, not put all the pressure on him. So hopefully, Shane Waldron's got a good plan. Or if they do go that route, you know, running the football will make everybody's jobs easier.
How much pressure? Okay, before I let you go, how much pressure should be on Caleb Williams, though? Right? I mean, he's being the number one pick coming in. Bears obviously have a terrible track record with quarterbacks. But I think you're right, right, Mike? I mean, you run the ball, you get DeAndre Swift. That's why they brought in the top tier running back to pair with Khalil Herbert and Roschon Johnson.
Yeah.
You know, you do bring in the Jarrell Everett surefire hands on the outside along with Cole Kmet. You have DJ Moore there. You're going to address the other wide receiver position. You're going to bring, you know, you got Bates to bring in as a swing, you know, guard. It's just, you're really trying to make it as safe as possible for Caleb Williams. But regardless, you know, he's going to have that much pressure on him.
He's going to have a lot of pressure on him if the Bears put it on him. The Bears coaches put it on him. You know, with Matt, I'm going back to my days in Atlanta with Matt Ryan as a third pick.
Mm-hmm.
We had Michael Turner. And, you know, Michael Turner was, I think, the leading rusher in the NFC that year. We were predicted to be last in the division. We were predicted to be, you know, just not a very effective offense. And we ended up winning 11 games that year, went to the playoffs. And a lot of it was because, you know, Matt Ryan's stats with me as coordinator, not like they were with Dirk Cutter and guys that like to throw it 500 times a game. They're different with me, but we had a chance to be balanced and not put all the pressure on Matt, especially early in his career, especially his rookie year, that we didn't have to win. Matt didn't have to win the game for us, but Matt could. And Matt over time became a guy that I'm like, no matter what the score is, and he's a lot like some of these elite quarterbacks. Whatever the score is, we still have a chance to win, no matter what. Or no matter what, how much time's left. But I eased him into it and didn't put all that pressure on him.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's the approach that the Bears take, because yeah. I definitely remember a couple games where Matty Ice got the Bears in the fourth quarter. I definitely remember those.
I remember one specifically. You guys squib kicked it. You shouldn't have squib kicked it. Harry Douglas caught it, took a knee, and Matt threw an 18-yard out to the left sideline. We brought Matt Bryan out, kicked field goal, and beat you guys
yeah.
when we should have never.
Bringing up
never
those bad memories
that's
for all
literally
Chicago
the game I'm thinking
here.
About, yeah. and I just didn't want to say it. And I'm like, all right, there. Hey, Mike, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, I appreciate you jumping on with us, Mike.
Appreciate
and
it, Mike.
Giving us your insight just to yeah. your whole time, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, I enjoy talking football anytime. You guys let me know.
I
good
love
luck.
That.
You guys, because things are going in the right direction. No matter what, you, at least off-season wise, especially with that Kevin Byard signing.
Hey,
yeah, love to
you
hear
called
it.
Him the All-Pro,
yeah.
and that's what he is.
Love to
former
hear
NFL head coach Mike
and
Mularkey
player,
right there.
9-year tight end.
My bad. My yeah. bad. My bad. Clay got the digs on him.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. I was the Jacksonville, you know, it's 1 year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was trying to keep it, you know. I get it, though.
But game wrecker, he said. You remember you heard that.
Oh,
right?
My
game
God.
Game wrecker.
We're living right here.
Game wrecker, bro. You heard it. That's what he said.
You know what? Here, I'm not going to trash your NFL career or poo-poo it or throw any hate, like because we're boys, so I don't, you know, I'm not going to do that.
Well, here's the deal, Gabe. I had a couple of starts, and a couple of those starts were against the Titans.
Bro,
and
when a game wrecker? Fine, you're going to make me do it. A game wrecker?
When I got the start against them, I had 4 catches for 95 yards and a touchdown. I didn't get to start much. That's what I did against Mike Mularkey, the head coach of the Titans.
That's why you knew he would remember you.
That's
you put
why I knew it. Yes. Exactly.
You're so petty, bro. Let me say something. Okay. You are, and you played 9 years in the NFL. You need no more validation, bro. You're straight.
That's a head coach right there. Game record.
You're right. You're
okay.
right. You know what? I will not take that away
from
you.
I'm going to sleep well tonight.
I will
I'm
going to
sleep well tonight,
you.
Bro.
You're right.
Yeah.
I would probably
can't tell
ask
me
the
nothing.
Same thing.
Actually, I'm leaving. I'm a game record.
All right. It's Gabe Mears by himself. No, just playing. All right. More discussion. Specifically, I want to talk about the newly revamped defense. Kevin Byard.
Yep.
I want to talk about Mike Mularkey's assessment of what he just said.
Yeah.
And, you know, how many more pieces can the Bears add to make this defense as good as it possibly can?
We'll talk about it on
the other side. He's Clay Harbor. I am Gabe Ramirez. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The Bears are better already. I don't care about your quarterback situation.
Yeah.
You have a quarterback on defense that is outstanding. And, you know, I don't call them pro bowlers. I call them all – when they're all pro,
yeah.
That's the real deal. He is phenomenal at being a leader first, but he's a really good football player.
Mike Mularkey, former NFL head coach, hanging out with us earlier in the hour and told us the Bears are better already via the signing of Kevin Byard, safety for the Bears. Bears also got Simone Biles, Boothang.
Yep.
Mr. Owens, he's coming through too, so adding some depth there at the position, which I think is smart. It's Gabe Ramirez. It's 9-year NFL vet Clay Harbor hanging out with you guys till 9 o'clock. Clay, you're looking at that defense kind of shaping up. Eddie Jacks is still – did he get signed? No. He's still a free agent, so he's out there. Bears get a couple of safeties. What do you think about the defense, how it's shaping up right now?
I think we got some good signings. I like Byard. You know, I follow the Eagles. I do some work with the Eagles out there.
That's the team that drafted you, bro.
Team that drafted me. But, you know, he had a little bit of a down year, but I don't blame him because he's...
Injuries, right? And he's older.
Injuries, and he came in there, and their whole defense was just discombobulated the whole year with the Matt Patricia. You had the Sean Desai. You have Sean Desai, like, up in the booth. They made the switch halfway through the year. And that was odd. You're switching defenses halfway through the year. The pass rush there was weak. There was no pass rush. So there was just a lot going on. I don't blame him for how he played there. And he's a guy that's played a lot of football and doesn't miss games. I mean, this guy is healthy. He doesn't miss games. I don't think he's missed a game due to injury his entire NFL career. And I got to check on that. But that's impressive for how long he's played. But the Bears still need to address some things. Justin Jones is gone. You need a three tech. I know you're putting a lot of faith in Gervin Dexter and Zach Pickens, your young guy. Need a nose, need a three tech. Then you need an edge rusher badly. DeMarcus Lawrence isn't a viable option. He is a guy that can come in and spell you when you're tired. You need another highly productive edge rusher. So that's another need right there. And if you don't get that, you know, that's something I can't see the Bears defense being very effective. Obviously, last year they were solid even without that. But if you want to be a top 10 defense, you need to get that edge rusher and you need to get that three technique. I still think there's some guys out there in free agency, and obviously the draft class, the edge class is pretty solid. But I like what they've done with the safeties and the defensive backfield. They got a young defensive backfield. The linebackers are set. I like their linebackers, but that D-line still needs some work.
Yeah, and I think that when you're looking at where the Bears are at, what is left in free agency and how they've allocated the dollars leading up to this point, it's almost as if their plans for the draft have unfolded before our eyes.
Yeah.
Because when you're looking at this draft and you're saying, okay, the Bears at 9 will have will be able to grab the best defender in the draft.
They still need a wide receiver, though.
I understand that. I'm just telling you how this is shaping up. There's some guys out there. You know, I like Curtis Samuel. I like, you know, your guy, Calvin Ridley's still out there. I mean, guys that can be additions to the wide receiver room.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're looking at the defensive ends that are left out there, it's not the bottom of the barrel, but it's the top guys are gone, as you mentioned. You wait for the top guys to be gone, and the top guys are gone. And if you know, that's where you probably should have spent a good chunk of money at.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm assuming the Bears, you know, went bargain shopping at other positions because they thought they would spend a ton of money on center and defensive end. Well, here we are. And so to me, it just says, oh, okay. They understand that, you know, one of the defensive ends, Latu, Jerry Verse, one of those guys are going to be available, Chop Robinson, and they are going to be able to choose who they want at that spot. And that's going to be someone that comes in immediately on that side of the ball to help out who they can. What do you think? What position do you feel like needs to be addressed immediately via free agency? Not even the draft, right? Maybe it's somebody you want immediately right now. 312-644 67-67. Kevin Byard is on the team now. Jonathan Owens is on the team now. There's still some holes there.
Yeah. I think you could bring in a veteran guy to play edge. I think the guy that visited the Bears, DJ Wonnum, you know, the edge from the Vikings, mm-hmm. he's had a lot of success against the Bears. He's got like, what's the number of sacks? A fun fact right here is 7.5 of Wonnum's 23 career sacks have come against the Bears. If this guy plays in Chicago every day, he might be a Pro Bowler. I mean, bring in Wonnum. He took the visit here. He's a guy that's productive. You know, he had 8 sacks last year.
Right.
Tied a career high in 2003.
Okay.
He did the same in 2021. 23 sacks, 49 hits over his quarterback, over his four-year career. So I think he's a guy that you could sign. I think Jadeveon Clowney, a guy that had a solid year last year. You know, bring in a veteran like him that can still get the job done.
All right, well, let me don't go.
Yeah.
No, save it off for the 7 o'clock hour, Papa.
Yeah.
Got a whole another 2 hours to go. 312-644-6767. What do you want to see happen to this defense? Maybe it's in free agency. Maybe it's the draft. What do you want to see happen? I want to take your calls, and then we'll continue to discuss it on the other side. It's Gabe Ramirez. It's 9-year NFL vet Clay Harbor hanging out right here on 670 The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Gore.
The Bears are better already. I don't care about your quarterback situation.
Yeah.
You have a quarterback on defense that is outstanding. And, you know, I don't call them Pro Bowlers. I call them all – when they're all pro,
yeah.
That's the real deal. He is phenomenal at being a leader first, but he's a really good football player.
Mike Mularkey former NFL head coach hanging out with us earlier in the hour and told us the Bears are better already via the signing of Kevin Byard, safety for the Bears. Who Bears also got Simone Biles, Boutang.
Yep.
Mr. Owens, he's coming through too, so adding some depth there at the position, which I think is smart. It's Gabe Ramirez. It's nine-year NFL vet Clay Harbor hanging out with you guys till 9 o'clock. Clay, you're looking at that defense kind of shaping up. Eddie Jacks is still – did he get signed? No. He's still a free agent, so he's out there. Bears get a couple of safeties. What do you think about the defense, how it's shaping up right now?
I think we got some good signings. I like Byard. You know, I follow the Eagles. I do some work with the Eagles out there.
That's the team that drafted you, bro.
Team that drafted me. But, you know, he had a little bit of a down year, but I don't blame him because he's
he's older.
Injuries, and he came in there, and their whole defense was just discombobulated the whole year with the Matt Patricia. You had the Sean Desai. You have Sean Desai, like, up in the booth. They made the switch halfway through the year, and that was odd. You're switching defenses halfway through the year. The pass rush there was weak. There was no pass rush, so there was just a lot going on. I don't blame him for how he played there. And he's a guy that's played a lot of football and doesn't miss games. I mean, this guy is healthy. He doesn't miss games. I don't think he's missed a game due to injury his entire NFL career, and I got to check on that. But that's impressive for how long he's played. But the Bears still need to address some things. Justin Jones is gone. You need a three-tech. I know you're putting a lot of faith in Gervin Dexter and Zach Pickens, your young guy. Need a nose, need a three-tech. Then you need an edge rusher badly. DeMarcus Lawrence isn't a viable option. He is a guy that can come in and spell you when you're tired. You need another highly productive edge rusher. So that's another need right there. And if you don't get that, you know, that's something I can't see the Bears defense being very effective. Obviously, last year they were solid even without that. But if you want to be a top 10 defense, you need to get that edge rusher, and you need to get that three technique. I still think there's some guys out there in free agency, and obviously the draft class, the edge class is pretty solid. But I like what they've done with the safeties and the defensive backfield. They got a young defensive backfield. The linebackers are set. I like their linebackers, but that D-line still needs some work.
Yeah, and I think that when you're looking at where the Bears are at, what is left in free agency, and how they've allocated the dollars leading up to this point, it's almost as if their plans for the draft have unfolded before our eyes.
Yeah.
Because when you're looking at this draft and you're saying, okay, the Bears at nine will have will be able to grab the best defender in the draft.
They still need a wide receiver, though.
I understand that. I'm just telling you how this is shaping up. There's some guys out there. You know, I like Curtis Samuel. I like, you know, your guy, Calvin Ridley, still out there. I mean, guys that can be additions to the wide receiver room.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're looking at the defensive ends that are left out there, it's not the bottom of the barrel, but the top guys are gone, as you mentioned. You wait for the top guys to be gone, and the top guys are gone. And if you know, that's where you probably should have spent a good chunk of money at.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm assuming the Bears, you know, went bargain shopping at other positions because they thought they would spend a ton of money on center and defensive end. Well, here we are. And so to me, it just says, oh, okay. They understand that, you know, one of the defensive ends, Latu, Jared Verse, one of those guys are going to be available, Chop Robinson, and they are going to be able to choose who they want at that spot. And that's going to be someone that comes in immediately on that side of the ball to help out who they can. What do you think? What position do you feel like needs to be addressed immediately via free agency? Not even the draft. Right? Maybe it's somebody you want immediately right now. 312-644-6767. Kevin Byard is on the team now. Jonathan Owens is on the team now. There's still some holes there.
Yeah. I think you could bring in a veteran guy to play edge. I think the guy that visited the Bears, DJ Wonnum, you know, the edge from the Vikings, he's had a lot of success against the Bears. He's got like, what's the number of sacks? A fun fact right here is 7.5 of Wonnum's 23 career sacks have come against the Bears. If this guy plays in Chicago every day, he might be a Pro Bowler. I mean, bring in Wonnum. He took the visit here. He's a guy that's productive. You know, he had 8 sacks last year,
right?
Tied a career high in 2003.
Okay.
He did the same in 2021. 23 sacks, 49 hits over his 4-year career. So I think he's a guy that you could sign. I think Jadeveon Clowney, a guy that had a solid year last year, you know, bring in a veteran like him that can still get the job done.
All right, well, don't go. Save it off for the 7 o'clock hour, Papa.
Got
a whole another 2 hours to go. 312-644-6767. What do you want to see happen to this defense? Maybe it's in free agency. Maybe it's the draft. What do you want to see happen? I want to take your calls, and then we'll continue to discuss it on the other side. It's Gabe Ramirez. It's 9-year NFL vet Clay Harbor hanging out right here on 670 The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.